and we are at number 9 in the list. We've been picking up these gems, these pearls of practice, and today there's a real sweetness. Number 9 is actually the quality of kindness, which is talked about a lot in practice, and there are a few things that really come forward when we look at kindness in the context of these other wholesome heart qualities. And so we'll do some of that today. But I'd like to start with a practice, a kindness practice. And there's many ways to practice kindness, and one of the elements of kindness or friendliness, the proximate cause for the arising of this heart quality, is actually noticing goodness. You know, in this world right now that's oriented to a lot of bad news, it's a really helpful, nourishing skill to be able to touch into and recognize goodness. So we'll invite some of this exploration of goodness into our practice today, and then see how this might serve us out in the world. So I invite you to nest in. You know, I don't know about you, but often midweek, the idea of nesting and resting seems so appealing, you know, to just replenish. So if that means repositioning your body in your chair or in your room in a way that would be deeply supportive and nourishing, go ahead and let that happen. One of the practices of kindness is to actually be kind to ourselves. And kindness can start with gentleness and care for the body. So you might let yourself take a few slightly deeper breaths. And with each exhalation, inviting a letting go of tension, tightness, anything that you find that you might be holding on to. Maybe you're holding on to some busyness from your day so far. Maybe you're holding on to some irritation from an encounter earlier in your day. Maybe you're holding on to some belief or idea about yourself or someone else. So with each exhale, inviting the possibility of letting go. So it's not a demand or an expectation that anything will change. Rather, it's opening to the possibility that change might happen all on its own. There might be a softening in the body. There might be an unclenching in the heart or the mind. And then letting your breath find an easeful, natural rhythm. And checking in more fully with the body as it's sitting here. Circling back to this idea of nesting and resting into the moment. Perhaps after those opening breaths, there's more connection with a felt sense of the body that would allow for a gentle adjustment of posture that is a more easeful expression of alertness balanced by relaxation. You might even let your awareness just gently and slowly sweep through the body. Bringing extra care, maybe gifting the generosity of a few extra breaths. Into and around and through any places in the body that might be experiencing a measure of discomfort or contraction or holding. Not trying to relax the body, but simply patiently accompanying the body in its own natural releasing process. Trusting the body capacity, the body's wisdom to know how to settle. Just like a snow globe that has been shaken up, when we set it on the stable base of a table or a surface, all those particles settle on their own, in their own time, and the body's like this. It just needs some space and kind attention. To be able to nest and rest into this moment. noticing what's here in this moment. Letting yourself just rest into knowing this moment just as it is. Maybe it's knowing a felt sense of the body or the breath. Maybe it's knowing the sounds that are arising in the room around you. Letting there be whatever quality of ease there can be in this moment. Coming home to this moment right here. Letting your practice for now simply be the heart's devotion to being present. To resting into this moment. And from this place of loving, connected presence with the moment, we'll explore bringing this quality of heart into our felt sense relating with others. And so I invite you to call to mind someone that you're fond of, someone you have a relatively warm or caring or easeful relationship with. It might be a dear friend, it might be a beloved child or grandchild, a precious pet. Might be an author or a mentor or a teacher that has inspired your heart. And as you call this individual to mind, taking a few moments to connect with or to recognize this individual's good qualities, their goodness. Maybe it's their kindness or their playfulness. Maybe, you know, you connect with their good qualities sort of through a memory of something generous or supportive that they did, a conversation or a way they listened to you, or a way that they've helped others or the world. Maybe your way of connecting with their goodness is less concrete. Maybe it's really a felt sense of their energy, or their smile, or their wisdom. Their gentleness. Not getting too lost in the narrative or the long stories about this person, but just some way of connecting with their good qualities, their goodness. And noticing what starts to happen in your own heart as you open to their goodness? Maybe there's some sense of opening or expansion or tenderness or care. Maybe there's a sense of gratitude or appreciation. And if there is any of those qualities of heart opening for you in any way, let yourself really notice that. Notice what that feels like in your own body in this moment. And sometimes even thinking about the goodness of someone we really care about, other things can float in too, and if that happens, just noticing the presence of other feelings, but really being on the lookout for any warmth. Not because it has to be there, it might not. But we don't want to miss it if or when it visits. And then you might let your awareness reflect on your own goodness. Take some time to touch into your own good qualities. Again, maybe it's calling to mind some small act of kindness you extended to someone in this past week or at any point in your lifetime. Could even be something relatively small, letting someone merge into traffic in front of you, or the kindness of wearing your mask out in public to protect the health and well-being of someone else. Maybe it's a reflection on those qualities that you value most in how you show up in the world. Sense of honesty or loyalty, being loving or trustworthy. Patient or generous. And recognizing that we all have many dimensions to who we are, and there may be sides of ourselves we don't deeply like or appreciate, and that can, you know, be here, but see if it can be in the background and just for these next moments, foregrounding. What is it that you really appreciate about yourself? Your own goodness. And noticing what arises in your own heart. Is there any warmth, kindness, goodwill toward yourself in this moment? And then widening this circle of appreciation to include everyone who's here participating in this meditation in this moment. Those you might know from the small groups, those you may know because their name appears week after week, and maybe those you're not really deeply familiar with yet. But taking a moment to just reflect on the collective goodness that's on this Zoom call right now. The care, the commitment to cultivating clarity and compassion. Recognizing our common humanity, that each of us has good qualities, as well as growth edges. And to have this balanced view, not missing the goodness. Letting yourself really focus in on it, celebrate it. And noticing what's arising in your heart in this moment. Maybe a sense of affection or care. Gratitude or appreciation, respect for your fellow companions in this exploration of the heart qualities. Then in these final moments of our practice today, just seeing how wide the heart circle wishes to stretch in this moment. No expectations, no demands. Maybe it stays right here with our small circle. Maybe the heart opens to take in the goodness of all those that you know. Maybe the doors of the heart are flung wide open and there's a sense of opening to the goodness in the wide world. Recognizing that even those that we find challenging, you know, the difficult family member or the irritating neighbor or coworker, even they have good qualities. They might be very dedicated to their job. Maybe they volunteer at their church. Maybe they're very loyal and protective of their family. And just seeing, however wide your heart is open in this moment, seeing if there is any flavoring of care or kindness that arises in your own heart. Maybe even sending out a wish into the world. You know, may all beings know their own goodness. May all beings know safety, health, and happiness. May all beings remembering that you too sit in the circle of all beings. May all beings be free from suffering. May it be so. Welcome back. Welcome, Jeremy. So lovely to see you. It's been a while. For those of you who have dipped in and out of this series, we've been engaged in reflection on a list of 10 that's known as the Paramis, or the 10 perfections, which perfection can be sort of a loaded word in our culture, but it's really these wholesome qualities that shape us into humans that can hold and meet the complexity of the world, and in a way of seeing our own goodness and the goodness in others. And so this is number 9. And the Pali word is metta. Some of you may be familiar with this word. It often shows up as a name of many kindness practices, and it's M-E-T-T-A is the spelling. And it's often translated as kindness. It's sometimes translated as friendliness or goodwill. Sometimes kindness can feel like a high bar. Sometimes it's translated as love, and that gets really, that feels like a really high bar. And so I like having these other translations so that we don't get hung up on the word. Sometimes this quality of goodwill or friendliness feels more accessible. Like, we can actually have a sense of goodwill, even for people that we find challenging. You might not want to start this practice with the person you find most challenging, and I know there are a handful of beings out there that some of us, it's a stretch to feel goodwill towards them, particularly in the political realm right now. I hear from many of you that that's challenging, an edge. But we all have folks that we find difficult, and so this quality of heart is so important, and not just for how we meet the world, but how we also meet ourselves. In the practice, we began and spent a lot of time befriending the moment, just meeting the moment as it was, resting into the moment. And this heart quality, like many of the heart qualities, actually arises more naturally when there's a sense of ease and relaxation in the body and mind. So all of this practice that we do about settling and resting and simplifying is not to escape from the world, but to cultivate the conditions that allow for the arising of these heart qualities that let us engage with the world. And so kindness, this quality of befriending, sort of builds on last week. We talked about truth, the truth of seeing the moment as it is, and then this quality of resolve or determination or devotion. It's almost like it channels the devotion or the dedication or determination toward the well-being of others. It's like, oh, we channel what we've been cultivating in these earlier qualities out into how we meet the world, how we meet each other. One of the dictionary definitions of befriending is to act as or become a friend to someone, especially when they're in need of help or support. One of the things I like about the word befriend is it's a verb. It's active. It's engaged. It's not just this quality that sits on the shelf. It actually is something we act on. It's a movement of the heart into the world. And we can train the heart in this way. And one of the ways we can touch kindness, there's many practices. Some of you I know are familiar with the practice of using phrases, you know, well wishes, you know, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be peaceful. And that's a beautiful practice. And we may do some further work with that in coming weeks. But today I wanted to kind of take a step back, because often where kindness bubbles from is touching into goodness, our own goodness or other people's goodness or the goodness in the world. You know, when we are caught in judgment of ourselves or others, the heart gets very small, doesn't it? You know? And I think of one of my all-time favorites is the classic version of the Grinch, you know, the cartoon from way back in its Technicolor glory of pink and green, and that scene where the Grinch's heart, you know, grew three sizes that day and it breaks that frame. You know, his heart was so tiny when all he could see was the noise of, you know, the beautiful singing of these little Whos down in Whoville. And when he could see the beauty of that, his heart grew. And he actually didn't have to do a whole lot to make that happen. So touching into goodness is actually a very simple way of potentially practicing metta or kindness practice. We can stop in daily life and touch into goodness, our own or others. We can drop that into our meditation practice, you know, if we're really struggling with how things are in the world. You know, I often find it helpful when I'm struggling with a, you know, sometimes even people I really love, a dear friend, and I just went through, you know, a little bit of a difficult patch, and most of that difficult patch was in my own heart. It wasn't actually that we were struggling so much out in life, but, you know, I had some feelings of disappointment come up, and I found myself from that space kind of nitpicking in my mind, thinking of the handful of things that bother me about her, and it didn't feel good in my heart. I could feel my heart getting kind of smaller and kind of more closed and cut off, and I didn't want to reach out to her. And I started in my practice just remembering, like, all the ways she's been so good to me over the years, you know, and like the view started to widen and my heart started to soften, and I didn't have to do a lot of work to make myself feel differently. I just started to remember, oh yeah, remember that time I was sick and she brought me soup, or oh my gosh, she never missed, you know, a birthday card, or she, you know, oh my God, I went traveling and she fed my cat how many times over how many years, and it was just celebrating how generous she was. It was easy. So it's often an easy place to find an access point to our heart. And so I think I'll pause there and maybe share a poem and then let you chat with each other for a few minutes. I know one of the things we've been exploring in these weeks too is how these heart qualities inform each other. you know, that they really are like a strand of pearls. And when you pick up one, you pick up all the others. And I found this poem this week that I thought was so sweet. It's called The Patience of Ordinary Things. And patience was one of our qualities a few weeks ago. And I can feel the kindness and the patience in this poem, and I really thought it wove those two qualities together. So it's The Patience of Ordinary Things by Pat Schneider. It is a kind of love, is it not? How the cup holds the tea. How the chair stands sturdy and foursquare. How the floor receives the bottoms of shoes or toes. How soles of feet know where they're supposed to be. I've been thinking about the patience of ordinary things. How clothes wait respectfully in closets, and soap dries quietly in the dish, and towels drink the wet from the skin of the back. And the lovely repetition of stairs. And what is more generous than a window? And I just love this poem because I think kindness is an ordinary kind of feeling. It's extraordinary, but we find it in such ordinary moments. And that's really the invitation, you know. So if it speaks to you, you know, talk about kindness, your relationship with it, how you find it in ordinary moments, or what you think about this idea of accessing kindness through touching goodness. And, you know, we'll take about 7 minutes if you wish to participate. And